really?
A friend boy of mine, his home in Atlanta, Georgia.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been?
No, I ain't never been.
They're talking about the barrel that flour used to come in.
Huh?
The thing what flour used to come in.
Yeah, barrel.
Uh-huh. You know, they had this iron thing that runs around and holds the wood in place.
Yeah, some of it, sometimes it would have an iron band to run around it, and some of them just had a, way back here, I just had a wooden band to go around it.
Mm-hmm.
But the band that go around there, they call that the, hooper.
What about something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in?
Keg.
Mm-hmm.
You got it out of a keg. Yeah, come in kegs and boxes too.
Do you ever see a water barrel or a water keg?
Uh-huh. There you got water kegs. 5 gallon, 2 gallon, 3 gallon. Yeah.
What's that little thing that you turn to get the water out?
That's the faucet.
Uh-huh. What about out in the yard, what you can hook your hose up to?
Oh, that would be a, what they call a faucet on a water pipe. Now, easy, that's a faucet, a water faucet.
And what about at the kitchen sink?
Well, them faucets too, they same thing, them on the inside and outside faucets.
And nowadays, if...
It's a faucet on the inside and it's a valve on the outside.
Nowadays, if the lamp, say if an electric lamp wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new...
A bulb?
And nowadays, you could, if you wanted to carry the wash out to hang it on the line, you'd carry it out in a clothes...
In a basket. Most of the kids now, it's what they call a laundry basket.
And, if you opened up a bottle and then wanted to close it back up so it wouldn't spill out, you'd stick in a...
You used to have a cork stopper, what's called a cork stopper to go in, but now it makes screw tops.
And, say if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
A whip? You used to have a whip, take a cowhide and split it and plait it. They call it a rawhide whip.
Mm-hmm.
8 plait or 6 plait, even when you want it. And then you hit them with that whip. In a buggy, they had something called a buggy whip. I used to speed up. It had a little stand on the side by the dash, and you set that buggy whip up in there, hit it about 4 to 5 foot long and hit a stiff and use that on a buggy. On a wagon, use a rawhide whip, but it's called a rawhide whip.
When you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you back him in between the...
Between the shaft, they call it the shaft.
What about on a wagon?
A tongue in the wagon, you put one on each side. You put one on each side, which you call the tongue, and then you got single trees to hook them to, and breast chains to hold the tongue straight, so when you got them, it'll pull the wagon the way you want it to go.
You said you have a single tree. What if you have two horses?
Yeah, two single trees and a double tree. One double tree is bigger than the single tree, the single tree on each end, the double tree in the middle.
What about what the wheels fit into?
Well, that's